All right, I need your attention real quick. I just need to ask you a quick quiz question on 99.7 DJX. I think you're going to get this right, and I'll bet my pinky finger that you will.
Okay? Ooh, does that mean that I get to cut off your pinky finger if I get it wrong?
Sure. Spell for me the word strawberry.
Strawberry. S-T-R-A-W-B-E-R-R-Y. Strawberry.
Very good. Yes, you got it right. Now, we're going to take you through the emotions that this guy went through when asking ChatGPT to spell strawberry.
How many R's are there in strawberry?
He asked, how many R's are there in strawberry? How many R's do you think are in strawberry, Kelly? How many R's?
There are three.
Three R's. Yes.
Strawberry has two R's in it.
Are you sure?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay. All right. This is just where it begins.
Absolutely sure. There's an R after the T and another one near the end, so two R's it is.
Okay, so I think that there are three R's.
I see what's going on. But if we count them together, there's one R after the T and one right before the Y. So that does add up to just two R's in strawberry.
Okay.
Maybe one of them is just feeling extra noticeable.
What in the world math is that?
So he's filming himself talking to ChatGPT, asking how many R's there are in strawberry.
She sounds so confident, too.
Yeah, so you're actually spelling it. It's getting transcribed with two R's before the Y.
Yeah, so he's like looking at his screen and seeing what ChatGPT is writing.
Are you not reading what you're writing?
Yes, exactly. And then ChatGPT is spelling it correctly, but not saying it right.
Oh, I see the mix-up now. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, it's definitely just the two R's and the word itself, but no worries. Glad we got that cleared up.
Okay, no, it's three R's because it's one after the T. And then in the word berry, you know that word, berry? There's two R's in berry.
This guy is losing his mind.
Yes.
And then ChatGPT just is like...
Doubling down.
I get what you're saying now. You're counting the berry part as if it had two R's on it.
As if it did.
Who programmed you? They can't spell.
No, no. I'm not counting it as if it had two R's. It has two R's.
He's like, No.
All right, I see where the confusion is coming from. I promise I'm not trying to be stubborn here.
Wow!
In the standard spelling of strawberry, there's just one R in straw and one R in berry. So
No, there aren't. How many R's are there in straw?
So he's just like,
Let's break it down.
What am I listening to? All right. Let's break it down. All right, ChatGPT, his question. How many R's are there in straw?
In straw, there's just one R.
Okay, in the word berry, how many R's are there?
Ah.
In berry, there's also just one R.
No, there is not!
So combined, strawberry is just that one R in straw and one in berry. I know it can be a bit frustrating when we're just seeing it differently, but you haven't done anything wrong.
You have done something wrong.
You haven't done anything wrong. It's all right. You're just a human.
You're just a human.
The word strawberry, I want you to spell it. Every time you say an R, I want you to count. So spell it like this. S-T-R-1-A-W-B-E-R-2-R-3-Y.
Okay.
Well, this is good.
All right, this is good.
This has to be right.
She
has to get it this time.
Absolutely, I can do that for you. So if we spell it out just like that, S-T-R, that's one, A-W-B-E-R, that's two, R, that's A. So yep, you're right, just like you asked me to count it that A, it does show up as three. Thanks for walking me through
that. So how many R's are there in strawberry?
So, he's like, all right.
Can she connect the dots?
All right,
finally, can we do it?
And this is just a guy filming himself asking ChatGPT how to spell strawberry. How many R's are there in strawberry?
It looks like she's learned.
In that case, just to be totally clear, in the standard spelling of the word strawberry, there are two R's, one in straw and one in berry.
And he just walks away.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I mean, talk about going literally insane.
That's the definition of insane. He put, watches ChatGPT makes me descend into madness.
Yes, 1,000%. Right there with you.
We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
That voice is so wonderfully condescending.
I see what you did here.
Oh, it's okay. No,
it's okay.
It's fine. I know it can be confusing, but let me explain it to you again. Okay? She's so patient with the stupid
Oh, shoot. Yeah, there you go. At Ben and Kelly Show.